You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards it's a goal! It's the United's Paul Armstrong!
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's matches with AFC Telford United and Alfreton Town.
This is FCUM Radio. Officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Later in the show we'll be hearing how the women's team fared in their crucial league match at Liverpool Marshall Feds, but it's the men's team that we turn to firstly, as following a week without football thanks to the weather, Clonmargeson's side returned to league action this past week with two matches. Later in the show, we'll be hearing how FC fared over the weekend with their match with Alfreton Town. But before that, it's to the midweek encounter at struggling AFC Telford United. And the match did not go to plan, with keeper David Carnell going off injured with the scores at 0-0 on the 25th minute. And with no substitute keeper on the bench, it was left to pacey forward Sam Madeley to don the goalkeeper jersey.
Well, that's interesting. Are you telling me Sam Madeley's going in goals?
That looks like
he's 5'7". And we're playing Sam. I know. He's
well. Oh, he's going to go on an amazing run at the back from the
there
back.
There you go, Sam Madeley.
He's going to be sweeping up.
And it'll be that playmaker again, number four, Lucas Dawson, with the free kick, 20 yards outside the FC United penalty area. He puts the ball in. It's good defending. Can Madeley come across when he's out of position? Now the ball towards the back post needs to be won by an FC shirt. It's not. First time shot comes. It goes across everybody. An own goal.
I would say that's an own goal.
It is an own goal.
Madeley had that covered. And I'm trying to see who it is who headed the ball in.
Chandler
had the final touch, I think.
The home team has decided to get back in numbers. Ball to the halfway line, left-hand side. Now, again, can Chris Chandler get a decent ball in? Plays it to Linfield. Linfield, ball is nonchalant, it's lazy, it's poor, it's given away. And then the player presents great ball down the right-hand side. A slip by Ashford. Lewis Lacey comes across to try and stop the number 8 there. Coffin to get peeled him. Plays the ball inside. Outside the air again, held up play, first time shot comes in, and a
good save.
Great save,
the post. Good save again. He's given a penalty.
And a red card for FC United and Manchester's
Sam Madeley.
Well, Madeley saved it. I think the referee. Well, the referee looks
like. He's got a red card in his hand.
It's a red in his hand.
Well, this is turning into a great.
And it's going to be Ashworth. Luke Ashworth is going to go set off, I think.
He can't make his mind up at the moment. Is he wait?
Is he either going for Lacey or Madeley, isn't he?
Is he waiting for Madeley to get on his feet?
He's going to send Madeley. He's going to send the goalkeeper.
Sam Madeley, I think.
Well, you could argue. I don't know what you could argue.
Sam Madeley has been sent off as the substitute keeper.
It was a cracking first save from Madeley. He tipped it onto the post. He charges it down, does a good job again, but the ricochet favours the forward. He's 2 yards from goal and he's held back by
Madeley.
And
the forward has gone in with his studs showing right
that's
into
a
Madeley.
Good point.
And that's the only contentious issue. The centre forward has gone with his studs right in there, right into
and
him.
And we have a third goalkeeper of the night. He's not going to waste any time.
And it's Ashy in that now.
And FC about to make another substitution. Well, FC down 10. And going off for FC United and Manchester,
Sheridan.
It's Sam Sheridan, who was suffering for a little bit of an injury. And going on, it looks like to me, is that Tom Eckersley?
Yeah, but it'll have to be because Ashley's going in there, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it will be. Well, I don't think they've had it like this for a while here at Telford. It's been quite interesting. They're about to go two up, you would expect. Or can it pull up a Sam Ben Deegan? Well, it's Ashworth versus. And it's 2-0. He went the right way underneath him, though. And in your front, in fairness, 2-0 up against 10 men with two goalkeepers.
Thanks for listening. Good night.
Great.
Can we go home? Can we leave? Are we all right? Can we go now? An overlap again with Samuel. Samuels whips the ball to the penalty area. Goes past one, goes past two, back to goal. Now first time shot comes up with a number nine. Goal. 3-0, great goal. Well, what are you be expecting as a manager now of Telford is to score 6 or 7?
Well, this is reminiscent of Fylde to me, in that when we had
Lynch.
We had Lynch in goal, and basically people were looking on the edge of the box to fire in a shot on target and picking a spot, knowing that the goalkeeper's probably not going to make it.
Dawson places the ball back right outside for Samuel. Here comes opportunity for a shot. Great goal. Well worked, simple football, great finish. And Dwayne Samuels makes it 4. Ball played up to the halfway line for Daniels. Daniels to the ever running when he gets a chance. Chris Chandler. Chandler through the middle now. Canessi gets something out of this. It's a lovely ball. It's an opportunity now for the number 10.
Beautiful goal.
Lovely goal. Well taken by FC United of Manchester's. What's the referee running?
Referee's claiming the goal.
What's he doing there? The referee. We've just scored. We know we're not going to get back into this game.
We've ruffled the net in, though. That's not. It's not acceptable.
Talk us through that bit, then.
Great goal. Well worked goal by FC United of Manchester. Curtis Silk kicks the ball into the back of the net once it's already gone in. And the referee deems it. He has to leg it to get the ball and nearly knocks out Greg Daniels. Daniels trying to get a side goal, switches the ball. Lovely ball left hand side for Linfield. Linfield will cut inside and have a shot from there, you'd expect.
Oh!
I thought that was wide and it was.
You were right, it was wide.
Here's an opportunity. Dear. Tonks. Goal. In fact, it's Sean Clancy.
Clancy, yeah.
5-1.
So it finished on the night, AFC Telford United 5, FC United 1. Here are the FC Live team concluding their coverage of Tuesday night's game.
And there we are. Our misery is complete. So let it be known on this day forward, if Telford stay up, it's down to FC United. The points that we've kindly given them going forward in this division. Let's hope that they can stay in this division, because they've got some good players. They've done well tonight, put FC United to the sword. Lots to talk about.
Where'd you start with that?
Well, the attendance was 1,323.
Thanks, Paul. Well, expecting that. The referee's getting a good
reception, a rousing reception on his way.
I think he's made the night really interesting. Can I say that?
He has made it interesting. However, we haven't been beat. The referee hasn't.
No, you can't blame it on the ref.
Beating us. We've beaten ourselves. We've been very, very poor. In the opening 25 minutes, it was a nothing game, in fairness. We could have had maybe and should have had at least make the goalkeeper work in the first 20 minutes. Two shots across the goalkeeper. You've got to do better for those positions. We've played Telford twice. They've beaten us twice. Did we learn any lessons from the previous two games?
No.
It seems not.
Paul, we pretty much played exactly the same, didn't we?
I think when
we had 11 men, we played exactly the same.
I think if you look at the three games, there's a common thread in that we have gifted goals away through poor defending. We've lacked application in all those three games. And, I have to say it as well, there have been red cards in those three games that has hurt us.
Well, there's a question that's coming from the Big Red, and the question is, how can we play better against teams above us in this league and worse against teams below us, or am I just imagining it?
I don't think you are imagining it. It's been the case this season that's definitely a factor now, isn't it? That we seem to be up for the big games, like against Nuneaton. When we played Nuneaton away, We jokingly came on the radio that day and went, we're going to get beat because of the way we've been playing. And suddenly, it was
well, you might have done that, Ben, but for legal reasons, I'm not admitting that.
Well balanced. But they came out and they were a totally different side. And you can mention Stockport County away. It's a different kind of performance. It's like a proper driven performance. And the passes to the forward line, they make it, and in this match and matches against Blackleeds,
you would have hoped. I mean, normally what you do, you prepare for your next game as you finish your last. And the downside, in a way, that Solihull game was called off, so there's not a lot of football being played.
True.
Between then and now. For me, you've got to set your stall out in the first 20 minutes, home or away. You've got to really make sure that you can take it to the team. Now, we're playing the team again tonight, bottom of the division. Now, the three times we've played them, that they don't reflect, it doesn't reflect where they should be. Because when they play FC United and Manchester, they've always played well. But we've not learned lessons. We've not conducted ourselves in a manner that was fitting for the game where it finished when we played against Harrogate only a week last Saturday. We've come out of the blocks here tonight very, very slowly. The passing's been poor. The quality of the game has not been particularly good from both teams. But the one thing is, when you get chances away from home, and this is the difference between the top, very, very top teams and the teams like ourselves, mid-table or slightly below, if you don't take them,
but
you're going to get very few.
That's the thing, though. Against the teams up at the top end, we seem to have that extra yard and we seem to make passes stick.
Well, yeah, but the point I'm making is when you get chances away from home, you've got to make them stick, and we didn't. And we weren't playing particularly well. Telford themselves weren't playing particularly well. The man that was... as a lot of flashing blue lights fly past us. That's about the fifth or sixth of other things. I'm hoping it's a what's her name? A lovely, lovely fire engine.
We're near the fire station, aren't
we? We are indeed, that's what I was thinking. But we just didn't get to grips with their midfield in any way, shape or form. And we've given the man of the match to... I mean, it could have been a number of people tonight from the home team. But for me and Paul, I mean,
yeah,
it was certainly Lucas Dawson. I mean, he just ran the game. But he ran the game at his pace. And you can't afford to let a team play at their pace with a man in midfield who's just hitting the ball left, right, you know, he's doing everything he wants to do, and there's not a challenge gone in. There's not a tough, hard challenge, you know, make him know you're there. Now, Harry Winter normally is that player. Scott Kay, Sherrington. Now, we lose Sherrington in the game, unfortunately, to concussion, and we wish him all the very best. He's off to hospital. And then, obviously, the big decision, not the big decision that's been made, but the first decision is, unfortunately, we have to take off our goalkeeper, yep. Cano, is injured. And with that injury, you know, we're then thinking, well, who's on the bench? What can we do? Who do we bring into goals? Now, I don't think any of us were expecting Sam Madeley.
No.
No.
In fairness.
We wouldn't have drawn him out of the hat, would we?
And
But in the first 5 minutes or so, 10 minutes, we were quite surprised by how good and competent Madeley was. His clearances were superb, and so he did a one-on-one save at the near post. And the save he did for the when he conceded the penalty soon after was a good save.
Yeah, but there was a goal before that, wasn't there?
Yes.
You know, and the goal comes. And to be honest, I think Madeley had it covered. But the downside was because you don't know
where your goalkeeper.
You don't know where he's going to
be
or what he's going to do. So therefore, it's in the back of the net, and before you know it, you're 1-0 down. Then you get the situation where they have a break and there's a great save by Madeley. He palms it onto the post, the ball comes out, he scrambles for it. I think it's McCarthy comes in with his studs flailing towards him, the ball stabbed past him, he's got up and gone past him and he's pulled him down. There's a handball on the line as well, possibly. And the referee, you're thinking, well, who's going to send off? Which is the player? I thought he was initially going to send off Ashy.
I think it was Lacey who was there.
Lacey was there and... Madeley's head's in the ground, and I think Madeley knows that he's going.
Yes.
So he's gone. The referee's made that decision. In net goes Ashy. You're down to 10 men. You've had two goalkeepers that aren't goalkeepers. You're thinking, well, you know, listen, I don't think it really matters the scoreline, to be honest.
I think it's been an evening of...
I don't think it matters if it was 5 or 10. It was the performance that we were going to put in and how we would react second half to go out there. Now, look, we've got beat. Against a team where we've got, you know, a centre half in goals. What's Carr going to say about it? What's he going to come up with? What are his ideas? What are his thought process? Well, you tell me, because ow.
Oh, sorry.
That's right. That's not what you're going to say. He's not going to go ow.
He might do.
It's a poor performance, and sometimes you just have to say, yeah, poor performance. We weren't at the races. We never started off well. We never got to grips with the game, and you know, we go behind, and then it's very difficult to get back into the game. The half-time team talks are going to be virtually impossible, what you'd expect. We concede very, very early to make it 3, and before you know it, you know, it ends up 5-1. There's not a lot you can say, really. I mean, the players themselves will look at themselves, look at the performance. There's probably 70% of those players out there tonight have been thinking, you know, we haven't put the shift in that we know we're capable of. They're very disappointed in themselves. But that's football, and that at this level, you're going to get that. The consistency is going to be with the teams that actually continue. And I'm just saying, there's an ambulance in the ground now, in the corner, the left-hand corner. But you're going to get that inconsistency at this level unless you've got players, for want of a better word, with pedigree in the respect of being league footballers. And in that respect, you're paying big bucks. And in that respect, you've got you haven't got the ethos of we've got. We're going to be up and down quite a lot for the rest of this season. Tonight we've had a poor performance. We just get up and go, dust ourselves down. We've got a home game against Alfreton. Again, that's going to be a tough old encounter on Saturday. But as again, we haven't played them at all yet, have we, this season?
They're the last team.
So
last team we've not played.
We've not played. So in that respect, you know, it should be interesting at home against them. So we see, Ben, it's one of those things, isn't it? You know, we've been poor tonight, and there's no point in harping about individual mistakes or this, that, and the other, because overall it's just been a poor performance. And from a Telford perspective, that's exactly what we would be expecting if it were the other way around. Put them to the sword, and batter them, and don't have to exert yourself as much as you really would do in a normal game of football. And for that reason, they've done very well, and I've been very impressed with them, the way they've conducted themselves. Because it's a very hard thing to do against 10 men. There's a goalkeeper thinking she'll have a shot for 50 yards. But they kept their professionalism, and they kept their composure all through the game. And we knew we were going to get beat, you know, this evening after what happened. So, you know, it's one of those things. You get on with it, and life continues.
Welcome back to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly we'll be hearing if FC United could bounce back on Saturday afternoon in their league match with Alfreton Town. But before that, just to let you all know that tickets are still available for the next FC Comedy Night, taking place at Broadhurst Park on the 25th of February 2016. Hosted by Smug Roberts and featuring a superb lineup, the evening starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are £10 and includes hot food, and those can be purchased from the club office.
FCUM Radio. Look for us on Facebook, Twitter and Audioboom.
To the weekend's action at Broadhurst Park now, and on Saturday afternoon, FC United hosted in form Alfreton Town. With FC faring well in recent matches against teams higher up in the league, a tight first half came to a close with Sam Madeley breaking the deadlock 2 minutes into added time.
Kay on the ball, in the corner flag, left-hand side. Does really well. Can he whip the ball to the penalty? It's a great ball to the penalty. He goes across three players. He falls a minute. This should be 1-0 to FC United Manchester.
Yeah!
And it is indeed from 15 yards out. He's leathered it in. And this time, well, whether
that was the right option.
Whether or not it was because FC United players couldn't be bothered running back, they all stayed up.
Yeah.
The ball left hand side. Kay put a good ball in. Poor defending from the visitors. And there was FC United Manchester's. Sam Madeley had the back post totally unmarked.
He had so much time to pick his spot, drilled it in. That was the right option.
If I was a manager, I'd be embarrassed to go in at half time 1-0 after that first half 45 minutes. But
positives are we can
exactly.
Get something out from that.
Well, the wry smile on Darren Lyon's face has gone.
Neither team have really created anything or deserved it. But
that came from one thing. Greg Daniels' persistence.
However, with Alfreton taking control of the match in the second half, the lead lasted just 15 minutes.
Well, they're having plenty of the ball in the second half, and apart from that really good save, he got down well, Dylan Forth, to stop the number 9, Samuel Jones, from equalising. FC United have to be very, very resolute in their defensive duties again here. It's a decent ball whipped in. It's an opportunity. Should be another equaliser. Ball comes in. It's cleared off the line. It's cleared. It's put in.
In the end.
Well, again, there was a melee of players all around there, and FC United couldn't clear the lines at all, and into the back of the net. And it was the big number 4 caused all the trouble initially. I'm not sure who actually got on the end of it. It may have been Jackson, but again, poor defending.
How many times did they have the chance to clear that then?
It was just whoever wanted it more. I saw more blue in there trying to win the ball than I did red, I have to say.
I didn't see any red. I think that was the problem.
Well, what a piece here. They have a very good opportunity. The number 9 stands over the ball, Samuel Jones. 4 men in the wall for FC United and Manchester. It's on this left-hand side, about 10 yards in from the 18-yard, but 5 yards away from the goal. And it's going to be whipped in. And it's a great goal. And at the same time, you should not be beating from there.
You shouldn't be beating there from there. Well, that's gone straight through the wall.
It was a good wall.
Well, it was. It was like another brick in the wall. And the Bricks decided to part company, and it's straight through the wall to the bottom left-hand side, and FC United find themselves from one goal up to 2-1 down. But you're right, that was a dreadful wall. They didn't even jump.
They didn't jump.
They stood there and went, hey.
Yeah, they weren't linked together. That's gone straight through the wall. The keeper set himself, you know, he set it up, right? He's got the wall covering one area.
Well, it must be a fan of the Thompson twins. Samuel joins the number nine, because that was into the gap. Jerome takes a free kick really quickly. The ball given away, halfway line, won by the team in blue. Given away again, though, and now here's Adam Thurston in the right back position. Thurston, four players up front for him from an FC United perspective. Winter holds it, turns, gives the ball away. And now it's a good, strong challenge and a fair challenge by Eckersley. And then, well, he just stood there. And FC United now in all sorts of problems, because it's there. Jackson in the penalty area goes. He'll open his body. He'll try and make it three.
Good save.
Saves by the keeper. It will three here now. And it is three. And the game's over. And that is absolutely poor. Woeful on this near side again. FC United been put to the sword. And I've got to say, it just reflects the way we played all afternoon, really. One player down this near touchline gets the better of his defender. He opens his body, saved by the goalkeeper. There's no one there back defending. And FC United 3-1 down.
It's further than that. It's the ball given away by Winter. And Thurston's already about to go on the overlap. He's having to cover for one of the quickest forwards Alfreton have got. There's your problem.
Well, it's poor football from FC United of Manchester. It's been a poor afternoon. The problem is we've got 5 minutes to go. There's the cohesion from FC United. I mean, all afternoon has been poor. It really has. The referee won't have a quick word with the two players there. Ashworth there.
It's right in front of the
red car for Ashworth, and the referee.
And he's jumping. Look at him jumping it up there.
Well, that's poor.
That's
that.
Disgusting.
That really is poor. The referee sees he's headbutted the defender number three. It was Jordan Todd. The referee sent off Ashworth. And as soon as the referee seen the red card, he's jumped up and said, "I'm fine again."
He jumped up, he's fine, they're all of it.
Well, it just compounds the way things are for FC at this moment in time, because he's done very little there to warrant that. Yeah. And the referee, well...
There's nothing in that. He was stopping the play. The referee was stopping to... Because there was just a bit of pushing and shoving. There's absolutely nothing in it.
And all we're going to get out of that is going to be a free kick and nothing else done.
So at full time, it finished FC United 1, Alfreton Town 3. Here are the FC Live team concluding their coverage of Saturday's game.
Daniels has had a good game. He's worked hard.
He's been great.
You know, and I think the one thing we've got too much of a muchness in our centre midfield pair players. There's three of them,
which is surprising because the quality, aren't they? Well, on the day,
yeah, including Sheridan. They're all very, very similar players. So, you know, they're just. And Sheridan, you know, he's putting the more of a ball player. But Winter, we've seen quality in Winter in the last month or so, seeing, you know, his work rate, his pace. But we just can't seem to. I mean,
it's just not, they've not been able to work together today. And throughout the season, the inconsistency of performances.
Well, we're going to have to get it sorted out for Bradford Park Avenue on Wednesday night as the referee brings the game to a halt. And Alfreton have won this game by 3-1. Well, FC United, after a poor first half from both teams, the visitors started off the stronger of the two teams, it has to be said, and really without causing any real trouble in front of FC's goal, apart from one very good save from Dylan Forth, FC United of Manchester on 47 minutes got a goal in the dying seconds of the additional 2 minutes. 1-0 up they went with a goal from Sam Madeley. Well, the team came out second half. The visitors were out before FC United and Manchester, and that's where it was for the most of the second half. They were out first. They were better to the ball first. They wanted it first. They had more cohesion about them, more quality about them. Saying that, FC United gifted the goals. The first one, really, it was woeful defending. Had about four or five chances to clear the lines, chose not to at the near post. The ball was put in, and the second goal, well, a four-man wall stood up and then separated. It was like the Berlin Wall of 1919 being knocked down in one fell swoop. They all separated, moved out, and basically ended up into the back of the net. The third, well, no surprise, and FC United and Manchester, well, here, unfortunately, just don't... and haven't shown any real quality. Tuesday they were poor, this afternoon they've been poor. No cohesion, no real quality. You can't blame the referees. Had a very good game, maybe a questionable red card at the end, but not helped by the number three there, Todd Jordan. And well, a quick one here. No captain Greaves. Do you think they are missing home? Only lost one while he was captain. Well
the thing is, we're
I don't know,
we're going to speak to Marge shortly, but it goes back to what we said off air, and I'm going to bring it up now because why not. I think what we need to do, because there's a lot of changes that go on in player personnel, and there's lots of players who get injured or pick up a knock, and it's not I don't want to use a posh word, but it's not disseminated enough. amongst us to be able to communicate to the fans, and it's not communicated within the club for various reasons, because some of them are so minor you don't need to put out a website article on it every time. But there does need to be an improvement in that, because Tom Greaves and Wolfie are on the bench, but we don't know how fit they are, so all we can do is speculate, and that's not good for anyone.
Well, the downside is, Ben, if that is the case and they are both injured, we've got a very, very, very weak squad. A very, very, very weak squad. Because basically, if you've got two of your four players or five players on the bench, then, you know, you've...
But of course it's weak, because when we got knocked out of the FA Trophy and the Manchester Cup in the same week, we said that it needs to be trimmed. And now we've got an injury issue and a suspension issue, then of course it's going to be weak. But at this point, you'd be expecting at least some kind of quality fringe player from the reserves to come in.
Well, quite possibly. I know certain players of that player for the reserves are going on to other clubs at this moment, getting some match, first team match fitness.
We don't know that, though, do we?
Well, we don't officially. Know that, but we unofficially know that, and basically because we are involved in the Northern Premier League with the show that we do, we get to know about it a little bit more. The downside, really, Emily, is for me, and I'm sure, you know, as somebody who knows the game inside out, who's played in teams at a professional level, that there really, there wasn't for me a huge amount of professionalism from our performance, because there was no coherence, there was no team working as a unit together. It was just poor from start to finish.
Yeah, it was. That comes with, you know, the pace of the game that you set out to do. You could see from the off that it was going to be slow, and it worked. The first half, in a way, it worked for us. We went a goal up.
Well, we lulled them into a false sense of security. they joined us, really, but, in a slow, lethargic first 45 minutes.
I always think, you know, the central players, they're key to things, and you've got a player like Greg Daniels. The work rate and the work that he did was not rewarded in any way today. He held the ball up, he was looking for supporting players, he was running across the full 18-yard box, working each individual defender from Alfreton, and there was no support. The support was too slow. It was it was coming too late, and so then he's having to check back and bring the ball back. So they weren't creating enough up there because of that, and that's your central players. And to begin with, we had a central three. He made some changes, and it fitted more, slotted it more into a 4-4-2 kind of formation. But they weren't working together. You had Tom Brown, Scott Kay in that area. Harry Winter, you could see he was trying. He was the only one for me that looked like he was trying.
So close to the defensive line, that wasn't coming out at all. The gap between the forward three and the midfield three was...
You're playing a team, aren't you? That you're playing a team that you've got four players that are virtually identical. And that's the downside. And, you know, we've been beaten here at Broadhurst Park again, unfortunately. The one thing is...
We're being thanked by Stuart, who obviously was listening.
The one thing to bear in mind is FC United, onwards and upwards, big game on Wednesday. We've got to go to Bradford Park Avenue and get a result there. This division we will be in next season, no question about that. But what we need to do is we need to give the fans a little bit of more quality. Yeah, it's great to win 4-3, it's great to win 6-1, but a little bit of consistency, a little bit more quality on the ball is what we require. We'll be with you again, though. I've asked FC United this afternoon, unfortunately been beaten by 3-1 against Alfreton Town. We wish them a safe journey home. All the fans that have been here with us this evening, this afternoon, thank you very much. Until Wednesday, where myself and Emily and indeed Ben and Sato Paul will join you from a ground with a running pitch around it, our favourite ground. We'll say goodnight, take care, thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you again very, very soon.
Swampy, Ben and Emily there from Saturday afternoon. Also after the match, Ben caught up with FC United manager Carl Margeson.
So Carl, thanks for joining us after that match. Firstly, what are your thoughts after all that?
We're at a level of football now, and some of it's unsavoury, some of it's known as a professional approach, I suppose, and we've got to learn very quickly that diving, winding up is part of the game, and we can't give anybody any excuse to be able to exploit us in that way. It's very difficult when you get a weak referee who saw her coming together in the first half. That was exactly the same in the second half. The only difference was that in the first half the player didn't go to ground, in the second half the player
went to ground, but then I got up very quickly. And then just small little things at this moment that, again, are going against us, you know. Free kick on the edge of the box, which I don't think anybody thought was a free kick. But then, you know, a tiny split in the wall and it ends up in the back of the net. And then...
I mean, that going in at half time, we score with 2 minutes into injury.
And I think we dominated in the time. First half.
But they were always going to come out the blocks because yep. they were like that in the first 20 minutes, and then we kind of ground them down really in a way, and they started playing. It was a bitty game in that first half.
Yep.
They were always going to come out all guns blazing, and well, we fell for it in the end, didn't we? With a free kick and the
yeah, but you rely on and it will hopefully it'll even itself out, which I've always said. You rely on the officials to officiate, and for me today, I think they've the referee, I thought the line was another half decent game, but the referee has bought everything that was.
This is an old story though in this league. I've had chats with you after games where we talk about the professionalism and the kidology angle
that's
never got used to at all at the moment.
That's something that we keep working on. You know, we give players the opportunity to be able to go out there and represent the club, and if they can, then great. If they can't, then they're going to be moving on, and we'll get people in of the right level. Not to an extent where I think it's unjust. You know, I don't want cheats. You know, I can't abide cheating. But at the end of the day, I'm fed up of standing, talking to different people, and bemoaning the fact that we've been. You know, we've not got our just reward, so...
And there's a few questions I need to ask you about personnel. Obviously, the Tuesday night match at Telford, well, what can you say about that, really? I think you said that all in the programme notes. It's just one of them things just to forget, really. But obviously, we brought in a new keeper today, fourth. Just a quick question about that signing.
Yeah, Dylan signed for us a few weeks ago. Yeah. He was at Chester. He's been recommended by John Wersnop. And obviously with the injury today of Carnell, he's got a few games in it at Witton Albion, and coming today, and I thought he's had a really good debut.
Yeah, he did a good save.
I think it's a shame that he's on the end of the conceding three goals, because he couldn't have done anything about the free kick. You know, that's gone through the wall where the wall should have been doing its job. He pulled off a great save for the third one where it's rebounded to their lad, and the first one, you know, he's pulled again a great save when they've mobbed him in the 6 yard box.
And Carnell, that's going to be an injury for about 1 to 2 weeks, I reckon, or maybe a bit longer.
Don't know at this stage.
There's Sam Sheridan, who went off with
a concussion
on Tuesday, 3 weeks out now. And there was two players on the bench today, Greaves and Wolfenden. Yeah. I'm assuming they're not 100% at the moment, or...
Yeah, I think Greaves has had a really long hard season. He's put a right shift in, so I was hoping to give him a bit of a rest, maybe get in the last 20 minutes, but obviously Lewis Lacey going off injured, we've had to change that round. And then as the game went, Greg Daniels has been patient, and I thought he was excellent.
He was fantastic.
You know, so that was it. Wolfie's just coming back after his shoulder injury, and again, he's another player that you'd like to get involved. Today it wasn't the kind of game for Wolfie, you know, so that's it really.
And Bradford Park Avenue on Wednesday, well, what are you expecting with that one? It's just
a tough one,
Bradford Park Avenue, isn't it?
They're all tough, Ben, and we need, you know, the quicker we can learn the lessons, well, we are going to learn the lessons quickly, let's just say that, because like I say, I'm fed up of standing here. We've got good players, good footballers, but the know-how needs to improve.
Thanks, Cal.
Cheers.
Ben there speaking with FC United manager Carl Margeson following his side's 3-1 defeat at the hands of Alfreton Town on Saturday afternoon.
Well, you've joined at the podcast on a, well, now quiet and slightly subdued Broadhurst Park. And I don't think Ben's going to get an interview, as he thinks, from Carl Margeson.
Not tonight.
But Carl has a duty of care to come out and talk about this. Right. And he has to be honest, and he has to be approachable in the respect of, we need to understand why. There's no point, in my opinion, saying, we've got to put Tuesday to bed and get on with today. Do we say the same about today? Do we put today to bed and then keep doing that when we lose? We have to be accountable. Yeah. Carl has to let everybody know why it's going wrong at certain times, what we can do to improve upon it, and how we're going to improve upon it. There's no point in saying forget it, and that's what we've done this season.
I'd agree. I think there's certain times when we say, right, okay, let's put that behind us, but that's just on that performance today. You know, the start, you don't want to be bringing up Tuesday night as the players are going out and talk about it then, but... No, we have to start looking at these performances. Why are we so inconsistent? What is happening? What happened Tuesday? What was wrong with that? What's
Ben's back.
You've got to start answering questions, because we can observe from up here that it's not right. This isn't how we're meant to play.
The one thing as well, what it does, it creates a bias, and the bias of the radio comes across on occasions that say, you know, if you think Ben's actually now been told Carl's putting it ready. Then. And Carl's very honest and open and approachable, which I'm not saying he's not, but for me, I would like answers. It does look lovely, by the way, FC United on the on that TV there from an aerial viewpoint. But the thing is, we do want answers. We need to understand, and Carl needs to explain it, and so does Darren, to be honest. And I'm sure if Darren comes up and does this podcast with us, he'll give us some explanation. For me, and I'm sure Emily, to a degree, you will agree, we can't play stop-start football. We can't play football that basically the team aren't working as a unit, because you're going to get beat week in, week out. Yeah, and we're at a stage where we're 15th, but we're just below. We're just above that relegation position. Now, people say it doesn't matter if we're going up. We go up or we go down. Well, like, in my opinion, it does.
It does, yeah, definitely.
We're too young to go up, which I fully agree with. Yep. But we're also too old to go back down into a division.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
And you know, it took 7 years to get out of that division. This is a division that is where FC United should be playing their trade. It's a good standard of football. You've got a great ground to fill week in, week out. You know, we're trying to develop other parts of the ground, some great community work, and so on and so forth. But we need to be attracting players. We need to be attracting fans. The fans that we've got, fantastic, yes. And people say we've got enough anyway. But yeah, I understand that equally. But
yeah,
we also, you want people to come
in and grow. That's how you progress.
We grow organically, and we have good football on the football on the pitch. Now, we have been spoiled with a 4-3 the other week.
Yeah.
Which was fantastic. At the old FC, sort of like North West Counties days. A great day, 3-0 down. Half the people gone behind the MRE to have a pint or go home because they thought it was dead and buried. We come back, 4-3, superb. We have a 6-1 the week before against Lowestoft. But then we have that other turnaround where we aren't playing good football. And I don't mind, and everyone doesn't mind, and Carl, I'm sure, and everybody else that's involved in this football, you don't mind getting beat if you've put a shift in and you've done your best,
i.e.
you play some football.
Yeah, that's what we've always said, but today we've not seen that.
We haven't, have we?
We've not seen us play football. We've not seen us link together. We're talking about cohesion. There was nothing out there. There was individuals working hard. But for the majority of the game and for the majority of players out there, I don't think they put as much into that as what they're capable of.
I think you're right in that respect, but also I think that there just didn't seem to be the link-up between players. They seem to forget that they've played with each other for quite a while now. There's some players there, obviously, have been brand new to the club, and one of them being the goalkeeper, Dylan Forth, and he didn't do anything wrong all afternoon apart from not tuck his shirt in. But apart from that, you know, he'd made a couple of very good saves, one down low in the early in the first half, it could have been 1-0 to them, and then in the towards the end of the second half, great save with his legs. But individually, you don't want to talk, when you in a game of football, you want to talk about the team opposed to the individuals.
Absolutely.
And for me, they've just not been at the races in the respect of, we were poor, they went down to our level.
Yeah, it was a slow
And then they came out
game.
and they go and score three goals against a team that really...
They were just more direct. They were a lot more direct than what we were. It were, you know, they used the players such as Jackson with the pace to attack. They always had supporting players. And they were a lot more direct, and that's why they scored the goals, because they wanted it more, and they were taking it to us. We were build up was slow, support play was slow, pushing up from defence. When you win the ball and you're changing that defence into attack, it's got to be done a lot quicker, a lot smoother. A lot of the time, it was just the wrong choice, the wrong decision of the balls out from defence, expecting too much of people, just hitting them into areas. You know, we could talk about percentage balls in areas, but with nothing really behind it. And you can't afford to do that against teams teams like Ovton today, you know, they're organised, they're compact,
well set up.
They're well set up. They know where each other are, and they're working for each other. You can't play balls like that. You can't play football like that. We talk about having players in the midfield that are too similar, but that's the area that they're playing in. That's the type of play that you want in there. Somebody, you want ball players. You want people that are doing that.
But you've got to have a blend, haven't you? You've got to have a blend of in a team. A team needs a blend.
But they should be able to adapt. The footballers that should be able to adapt in that area, you've got Scott Kay, who can be more defensive, drop off in there. You've got Harry Winter that can be the driving force to bring it forward, and you've got players that have the ability on the ball.
But this is the problem, isn't it? Today, they all played,
but they all
in
played,
a similar role.
Yeah,
they all played, is that the same, poorly.
They were dropping off at the same time. They were playing it on top of each other. There was nobody pushing on to support. It was as if they didn't know what their role was.
I mean, there was no one really that had a game where you're saying, right, okay, apart with the exception really of and we've spoken about him already, in Greg Daniels. Yeah. I mean, Thompson for me is a top quality player, and he can be instrumental in front. You see, if he's in front of the, you've got your three midfield players that we talked about today, Harry Winter, we've got Kay, and we've got Tom Brown. One of them can be a little bit deeper, the other two can boss the midfield, and you can maybe then have the likes of Thompson a little bit further up. Now, he can then feed in Daniels more and more throughout the game, instead of Daniels doing all the work. But when Daniels gets the ball, he's got someone to feed off, and that should be Greg, for me, George Thompson, who's played in the further field. And
that's how it was set up. That was the idea, or what should have been the idea. But it didn't happen because the three midfielders, they weren't there.
But that instruction then has to come from down below, and nothing seems to have changed in the whole game. You know, the whole game really was played at a pace that suited the opposition.
Yeah.
You know, and they had more in the tank. There was no question about that towards the end of the game. You're chasing the game, I understand that. There's a poor sending off, and as I say, you know, the referee, in my opinion, had a very, very good game. However,
I don't think he was conned. Yeah, he was conned, but I think it happened at a time in the game when
it was over. The game was over. It was 3-1, wasn't it? Yeah,
it had already finished.
You know, but I mean, we're talking here, and at this moment in time, welcome to the podcast, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. And we're watching a game of football in front of, behind us, FC United versus Bradford Park Avenue, our next opponents. And you can see the intensity. You can see chasing the ball down, wanting the ball more, the better cohesion, people getting back behind the ball. And that's one of the things that you want, to get back behind the ball and work hard.
And work hard for each other, and we didn't have...
Once we lost the ball today, it was like, who's going to get at the end of it? And there was an incident on Tuesday, and I think that what summed up for me was, and I'm going to say a centre half saw a player take a shot, it hit the post, and before that centre half, our centre half actually decided to move, the ball was backing off the post, and then he went, and the goalkeeper got sent off. We're just not on the same wavelength at the moment.
It's,
we don't seem to be.
The
word is anticipate, yes.
There isn't any of that, and that's the biggest thing for footballers, you know, that you can look at the game and you can watch the game, you can see things unfold and you can anticipate what's going to happen. Anticipate a ball being played through to you from an attacking play. Anticipate what the opposition are going to be doing, looking at their play, the runners. You know, we had a classic example. Winter had won the ball on the halfway line today. He was turning one way, he managed to free himself up and played a fantastic ball for Chandler to chase down, you know, and that would have opened it up. But what was Sir Chris Chandler doing? He was stood watching. He was slow.
There was no anticipation, was there?
There was none. He didn't look and think, look at what's happened in front of me. There's a big space there. There's a big gap. Winter's turned. He's looked at that gap. That would have opened up the defence.
And the thing is, as well, they would have been doing that in training. No problem at all. So why is the anticipation not there on the football pitch? It's disappointing.
It is. I mean, you expect them to be training at a similar pace to what you're going to be playing at. Match days are slightly different to your training days.
Of course they are, yeah.
And things can work out a little bit better. But, you know, they don't seem to be transferring anything from that into the
game. That's the downside, isn't it? You're looking, the guys train twice a week. Now coming up, obviously, Wednesday, it's Bradford Park Avenue. There's no real chance to train, because, you know, unless you go on a Tuesday and do a little bit of light training, Well,
you're not going to
learn. You're not going to learn anything. You're not going to learn anything really on a Tuesday to bring it. The feedback.
The feedback that they need. No, it needs to be constructive, and it needs to be done straight away. They need to be individuals need to be spoken to, and they need to look over their performance. And the feedback that the players receive individually and as a group is vital for.
Now, the one thing we do know as well, that individually they are all good players, and as a team, they can work as a unit very well. So therefore, no wholesale changes will be made. A, I don't think we've got the squad to be able to do so. Because of injury and also the strength of their squad. And equally, I think Carl's going to give him another opportunity. But there are certain people, well, not certain people, but we got certain players out there that haven't done the shirt any justice. Well, the team hasn't done the shirt justice. No. Not individuals, the team itself. They've not been cohesion. They've not worked in the way that we know that they can. And all we can expect, really, is a better performance on Wednesday. I mean, things this afternoon, simple, like passing. Simple passing, simple balls to feet, working the ball simply, playing the way you face
it. Is it a confidence thing? Is it something where the players out there themselves aren't confident with their own performances? Are they not confident that their teammate within their team?
Well, if you're not confident within yourself, and the team haven't got a great deal of confidence, let's say, let's for argument's sake, that's the case. That's the job of the management team to actually make sure, that they're up and ready for it. After Tuesday, the players were very, very disappointed. There's no question about that. You know, the way the game transpired and as it ended up because of two goalkeepers and down to 10 men. It's always going to be very tough.
Yeah.
But it was about how we put that performance. Now, the goal that we scored was one of great quality on Tuesday. It was a very, very good goal. Tonight, or this afternoon, should I say, here, we haven't replicated anything because we've not actually... Their goalkeeper, I can't think or remember a save he's had to make in the game, really.
No, I think there was one reaction save.
There was indeed, you're right. Yeah, one good reaction save. A good header, yes.
A header from a corner was excellent. But, he looked quite, he was untroubled.
You can't go 90 minutes, with a goalkeeper having to make one save. You've got to put the goalkeeper under pressure. So Carl's got a lot of work to do. And I'm sure, he's quite capable of doing that. I don't think we have to panic in any way. It's an up-and-down season, and it's going to continue to be an up-and-down season for us. I think what we just need, though, is a little bit more cohesion, a little bit more quality on show. Players that we know can do it, they haven't been doing it recently, but perhaps, we need just that one result again to go our way and maybe get the rubber of the green somewhere, and then it just kick us on a little bit. We'll finish pretty much where we are now, I think, at this moment in time.
And that was always important, I think, at the start of the season. There was a lot of people talking the confidence that we gained from last year, but for me it was definitely, we just need to stay in this league. We are good enough to be here and develop from there.
Of course, and Telford themselves, look where they are. They've been bottom for most of the season. They've just got themselves out of the bottom spot, but they're still in that position where they could drop into the bottom three still quite easily. And look at what they've got, the facility they've got. It's an absolutely fantastic ground to go to. It's got great facilities. Yeah. Some might say, well, they shouldn't be going down with a club of that stature. If they do, you're back in the Northern Prem. If we do, we're back in the Northern Prem. A great division and a great footballing division. But we want to be playing our trade next season against perhaps the likes of Darlington, the likes of Salford, perhaps, or whoever else comes up, because there's a number of teams that are doing very, very well at the moment in that division. We don't want to be playing the teams that we've played against for the last seven seasons, and I'm sure that's not going to be the case. And we've got the quality and we've got the personnel, including the management, to actually make sure that we're going to be okay. It doesn't look like Darren Lyons is going to come and see us. It looks like you're very cold, so I think what we need to do is we need to do an on-air cuddle. And just warming ourselves up. We'd be okay, us two, if we're in the Antarctic. And I'd say thank you very much, Emily, for your thoughts. This has been the podcast, and it's back to you, Cockers, in the studio.
Thank you very much.
FC United return to action this week with two crucial league matches. Firstly, on Wednesday evening, the Reds travel to Bradford Park Avenue. The match takes place at the Horsfall Stadium. That's on Cemetery Road, BD62NG. That's the Horsfall Stadium, BD62NG. Kick-off on Wednesday will be at 7:45 p.m. And on Saturday afternoon, FC United head back to Yorkshire to take on Harrogate Town. The address for the ground is Wetherby Road, HG27SA. That's Wetherby Road, HG27SA. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But remember, if you cannot make these games, then have no fear. The FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Wednesday evening from 7:30pm and on Saturday afternoon from 2:30pm, right here on your very own FCUM radio. Women's team news now, and following a cup exit at the hands of Bolton Wanderers last weekend, FC United returned to league action on Sunday afternoon as the Reds travelled to Merseyside to take on Liverpool Marshall Feds. And I'm pleased to report that Lee Sutton's side made it another 3 points, beating Marshall Feds by 4-2. And that result sees FC United stay in fourth, but now just 1 point behind league leaders Ellesmere Port Town. And on that happy note, that's it from me for this week's show. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday this week at 8:30am, 12:30 and 7pm. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
Hiya, I'm Maxine Peake and you're listening to the wonderful FC United Radio.